It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey there, and welcome to Easy Being Green, the show where we talk about the Earth and how we can help it. I'm Taylor Powers, that's Deanne Tetzel, and today we're just gonna, talk about like our own personal stories, inspiration for why we, or how we kind of learned about why this is important, and yeah, just kind of what kind of sparked us to think about it differently.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we live in a beautiful place in the Wasatch Mountains in Salt Lake City, and I've always been an avid outdoor person, and I do a lot of hiking, and I'm one of those people that I'm always picking up the garbage on the trail or whatever and hauling it back down with me. And I just, when I became aware, probably in the mid-80s sometime, that there was this thing called global warming, it freaked me out. We were big skiers and we were always waiting for the, you know, the snow to come and everything. And we're hearing kind of these dire predictions for down the road. And it definitely caught my attention. And as I moved, I guess, into having a young family and things like that, we didn't really have recycling per se back then very much. But as that was in my awareness and my consciousness, I wanted to do what I could do to preserve the beautiful places that I appreciate so much.
Yeah.
It just means a lot to me, and I want to do my part. And rather than having anxiety about it and worrying about it, how can I take that and fuel it into doing something good that I can at least make a difference with?
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
I was pretty unaware and oblivious. my town's pretty small where I grew up, and my mom wasn't, you know, too aware of it. I mean, she was a really busy lady, so that just wasn't her number one priority. So I didn't start to really become aware of it until I was a teenager in high school, and some of my science teachers were talking about it, and we would have bike to school day and talking about like how we can do our part, and days where we went out to the beach and picked up garbage and did that kind of stuff. But I really didn't even process it. I was just thinking, you know, like, oh, we're picking up the garbage because we want our beaches to be clean, and you know, we enjoy going there, and we don't want garbage there, and we don't want it getting in our oceans and hurting animals, which is a big one. But I don't know. I was also a kid, so I think I just I had different priorities too. And then I went to college in Boulder, Colorado.
Oh, that'll do it.
Yeah. And that opened the floodgates of what was actually happening.
Yeah. Very environmentally aware.
Oh, yeah.
Community. There,
I had a Greenpeace representative talking to me every day.
That's awesome.
And for the first while when I moved there, I was like, oh, my gosh, no way. Tell me more. Like, what is happening? And then by the time I left Colorado, I just would avoid all the Greenpeace people.
Oh, that's funny. You know, it's another thing. We both, Taylor and I, like to travel and to be exposed to different cultures and places. And we both really like that. And as I've traveled to different countries and I've seen lots of different ways that people, you know, it's a whole big other topic.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
Other countries and how they, I know I've been in Europe, they're very clean and they keep things very tidy, and you don't find garbage usually on the trails. And then I would come here and hike and think, why are people throwing stuff away why are they just pitching stuff?
Yeah.
So that made me more aware. But then I've been to countries like India that they don't have any awareness, or mm-hmm. that is not their garbage goes on the ground, and that's
kind
just
of like New York City.
What they do with it, yeah.
No.
And so it's different everywhere, but it raised my awareness around mm-hmm. it, and it again made me want to do my part. And sometimes it can feel overwhelming.
Oh,
it's
my
like,
gosh!
It totally
oh,
I'm not going to make a difference. Blah blah blah. But I think that's part of why Taylor and I want to do this
whole
Easy Being Green podcast, because we can make an individual difference, and we can feel better at least ourselves, and someone else can watch you doing what you're doing, and then
it inspires
just
them.
By modeling that behavior,
mm-hmm.
yeah, you can make change.
One thing that really kind of changed my outlook when I was in college, I was a sophomore, and I was looking for something to do for spring break, and I came upon these volunteer trips. And so I went to the volunteer office at my school, and they had all these different trips planned, and they all had different causes. One was like supporting human rights. One was doing some disaster relief. And the one that I saw that I really wanted to go on was urban farming in Austin, Texas.
Oh.
So I got in a 10-person van with 9 other girls, and we drove from Boulder, Colorado to Austin, Texas, and we slept in a church, and we worked on a farm for a whole week. I think it was like 7 or 8 nights. And so there was this woman, and she had a farm named Urban Patchwork, and she supported a lot of the vegetables to the restaurants in the area. And so we worked with her and built a cistern in her backyard and did all this cool stuff. And then we got to go work on a much bigger farm in Austin for one day. And that was kind of crazy. At the farm that we were working at, one night for dinner, we killed 2 of the chickens to eat. And we went to this other massive farm where we were doing tons of work to help them get things ready for restaurants and for the grocery stores. And I think we must have killed upwards of 100 chickens in that day.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
You really got immersed in the whole lifestyle and saw it firsthand.
Yeah. It was very eye-opening to be in that industry and see everything, see how it works, see how it affects the community. And these were, you know, local farms that were just making a living doing this. So that's kind of what really turned me on.
Yeah, that's really cool. And I love that, because when I was in school, this was not on our radar at all.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that this is part of the curriculum now. And I know that kids will go to local farms and like Thanksgiving Point here and some of the places where they can actually learn. I mean, I just thought, well, where does a chicken come from? The grocery store.
Yeah.
You know, obviously my mom and my grandma, they all, you know, killed their own chickens and did all of that kind of stuff when she was young. But that wasn't crossing my field of, you know, I didn't really want to think about it. But to have that knowledge and information when you're a young person, and then you can start to formulate your decisions about how you want to impact with your choices, which is all what we've been talking about. But that's really neat that you did that, though.
Yeah. And I'm still learning every day. And the number one place that I learn is through other podcasts. So I'll give you one podcast that I like to learn from, because I guess you can listen to other podcasts other than ours.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the Rich Roll podcast. And he talks about a ton of different topics. So some of them aren't related to the environment at all or to like the food you eat or any of that. Some of them are, you know, talk about working out or creativity. But overall, it's a really great podcast. And he has changed his life, you know, a complete 180. So he's just very insightful and has a lot of cool guests on that. They really dive deep and talk about this stuff. And his wife wrote a book called This Cheese is Nuts.
Oh, I love it.
It's a recipe book about all these different cheeses that are made from different nuts.
So, oh, I love it.
Yeah. So they're a really fun duo. And so that's a fun place that I like to learn from.
I think we're lucky because at this time, we have at the, you know, at our fingertips, we have everything available to us. We can, we can really research what is important to us and make choices and make a difference. And I've seen that change, you know, throughout my lifetime. And that's why this is so fun for us to be able to really help find some things that we're inspired by and then pass them on to you. So.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah. So take advantage of all the stuff that you have available to you on your fingertips and find out what inspires you to make a difference. And maybe that's us. So yeah. That would be cool. Okay. Well, thanks. Thanks for listening as always. I'm Taylor. That's Deanne. And we'll be back with you soon for new tips.